You are listening to KPOO San Francisco 89.5 FM. I'm Julie Matthews, a certified nutrition consultant with Healthful Living, and I am here with my co-host,
Martin Matthews. I'm a certified clinical and medical hypnotherapist and healthful living advocate with Healthful Living, and you can read more about us at healthfulliving.org.
And you are listening to Reality Sandwich Radio, coming to you every Thursday at your lunchtime hour. And we are always serving up a palatable taste of the truth about topics of the mind, body, and our planet. And today we have a wonderful guest on, and we're going to be talking about one of my favorite topics, which is EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. And so anything else, any announcements or updates before we jump into our topic of the day?
Well, we could announce that we're going to be gone the next couple of weeks. Reality Sandwich will be on a bit of a hiatus as Julie and I head to the East Coast. Julie will be speaking at the National Defeat Autism Now conference a week from this Friday, as well as speaking in Manhattan at a National Autism Association event. And we'll have some events up on our website at healthfulliving.org. You can read about that. But we'll be back on the third week of April. And then also, I really think this is just, a wonderful subject for Reality Sandwich, because so much of what affects our well-being, really all of our well-being, happiness in life, our health, is tied into our emotions. So what could be a greater topic for a palatable taste of the truth about the nature of our reality than discussing emotions and our emotional well-being?
Absolutely. So today we have on Kate Winch, and she is a EFT practitioner. It's a powerful tool that we're going to learn about today that's similar to acupuncture but without the use of needles. And Kate is amazed by the results she's been having with her clients and has been working with her clients using this technique for quite a while now. She received a certification from the American Institute of Hypnotherapy as well, and became a certified massage therapist at the World School of Massage and Advanced Healing Arts in San Francisco. She is originally from Somerset, England, so we might have to ask her a little bit about crop circles. And she spent time practicing yoga, listening to music, and pursuing her passion for singing, traveling, and sharing time with friends. So, Kate, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Absolutely. So, maybe you can give just a general description of what EFT really is to get us started, and then we can kind of jump into the applications of it and how you got involved with it.
Sure. Yes. Well, emotional freedom techniques is this wonderful technique, very much, as you said, like acupuncture, but without the needles. And it's originally from thought field therapy. A man named Roger Callahan had this more complex tool, and he was working with a woman who had a water phobia, and he tried everything and he just couldn't get any results. And so he just began experimenting with the tapping and tapping underneath the eye where the stomach meridian is, and her water phobia disappeared. This happened many years ago, and she was interviewed recently, and it's gone. And she couldn't even look at the ocean. She had a really severe phobia. And Gary Craig, the founder of EFT, came along and took this more complex tool and made it into something very simple that anyone can use on themselves. And that's what I really love about it, that it's a very simple tool. He decided, why don't we just tap on all these different points of the meridians for whatever we're clearing, and it produces amazing results rather than, you know, being very specific about tapping on this or that point. So he said, we'll just tap on all the points, and it produces, you know, the results of clearing whatever it is.
So you're referring to like acupuncture meridians?
Yes.
Meridians in the body?
Yes, exactly.
And maybe just for people that are out there that don't really know anything about acupuncture or these meridians and things, maybe you can just share a little bit about maybe what they are or how this tapping might do something. How is all that involved?
Yeah. Well, the meridians are pathways of energy, and sometimes they get blocked with negative emotions. And so acupuncture, you know, is used with the needles to clear these meridians. Mm-hmm. And EFT is a tool that you can use without the needles to clear, to keep these pathways, the meridian pathways, clear.
And so the places that you're tapping are the, what, the starting points of the meridians or the end points? Or?
Yeah, there's specific points on the meridian around the body.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and the reason I wanted to have Kate on is because I've been doing EFT for a long time, and we've talked about EFT from, we had Dr. John Hicks on, and we were talking about EFT and the use with autism and using EFT as a surrogate for a parent doing maybe some EFT on a child that has autism. So we definitely talked about that, and we've talked about other various uses, but we've yet to have a practitioner on and have a whole dedicated show. So I'm really looking forward to really digging in deeper to all of this information. How did you get started? What was your path to becoming the practitioner you are today?
Well, I was originally a massage therapist and a hypnotherapist, and also do tarot card readings. And my aunt is a therapist in England, and she introduced me to EFT.
Hmm. Is she like a psychotherapist, or?
She's a therapist and primarily an EFT practitioner now.
Got it.
And she introduced me to the technique in a little cafe in Devon one day. And then my sister said, this stuff is really good. You should go and train. And there just happened to be a training at the end of the week. I looked on the Monday. It was so great. So I got to train actually with Lindsay Kenny and Zoe Walton, who are amazing here in San Francisco.
Great.
Yeah.
Where do we want to?
Well, what you were just talking before about some of the previous shows and how we're kind of speaking here about this this understanding of emotional blockage, right? Or something going on within us that is emotionally based that is manifesting today. In some sort of inhibition, some sort of phobia, some sort of physical challenge, some sort of health challenge.
Yes.
Yeah. And we're learning so much more, and there's been so much out in the news in the past year or so about the percentage of disease and physical ailments that have some sort of antecedence in emotional blockage or inhibition somewhere in the body, right? So we're learning so much more about this. And how does I'd like to have you talk a little bit about that, about, you know, what is this congestion that's going on emotionally? And then how EFT is working to clear that.
Yes, that's a great question. In fact, Dr. Eric Robbins is on the panel of the Emo Free website, and he actually has made a statement that 85% of negative emotions really cause health issues. So basically, it's about unresolved emotional issues and negative emotions cause 85% of health issues.
Mm.
And so what happens is a past trauma from childhood or even later in life, a divorce or a loss of a loved one, can cause grief or anger or resentment or stress. And quite often this can really block the pathways of energy. And EFT is really great for clearing that.
And so, you know, we've talked in the past about how stuck energy or things that you can't process, emotions that you can't process, don't just sort of go away into the ethers. They end up getting, it seems, stored in various cells or meridians or places in the body until we're able to resolve them in some capacity. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And EFT is one of the best tools I've come across to actually unblock that stuck emotion that often has been carried around for years in our bodies.
I would agree.
So what might be a common example of an experience that someone has had where the emotional component of it was never, quote, processed, and it's remaining congested somewhere in their cells, in their energetic makeup? What might be an example of something like that?
Yeah. I've had one client comes to mind who had an unkind grandmother, and she, since she was 12, had a lot of anger and resentment towards her grandmother. And she'd been carrying it around for 30 years or so.
Mm.
And what we did in the session was to clear that anger and resentment, and get her to a place of forgiveness, which she wasn't able to do beforehand. Mm. And so, does that answer your question?
Well, so the experience was her grandmother in her life at that point.
Yes.
And she herself not getting the opportunity in that time of her life to express how she was feeling or what how that was impacting her, perhaps?
Yes, exactly. The anger and resentment got stored inside of the body because she wasn't allowed to express it.
Right.
Or didn't think she was. Yeah.
And then was it something that was just sort of stewing for years and years?
Yes. And so when she came to me, what we do is we take... We measure the charge of the emotion. So whether it's guilt or worry or stress or anxiety, with her, she was 0 is calm and peaceful and 10 is it's a huge charge. And she was at a 10 when she thought about her grandmother and the anger and resentment she had towards her grandmother. And we take the number and we do the tapping and it brings the number down. And eventually you get to a 0.
Hmm. Now, was in... For someone like this, was her situation a specific incident that happened when she was 12, or was it, you know, just sort of years and years and years of build up, and then when you know that she just sort of had enough at that point?
Yeah, there were several specific incidences, but it was over a series of years of things building up, and often that is the case with childhood issues.
So the EFT can be used then on a particular trauma, like a one-time event that happens that might have, who knows, created a lot of fear or anger or something, like you said, or it can be used more for an emotional charge that just kind of maybe builds up over the years because of maybe repeated experiences that happen. And then this person is carrying around this emotion like anger for all this time. And it starts to create not only physical challenges, which we're hearing, we know that emotions can actually create disease in the body, mm-hmm. but also I'm assuming probably a lot of unhappiness because it's something that it keeps coming up and you keep focusing on it, right? And it's kind of a lens that you, in one way, see life through. Correct?
Absolutely, and it can really ripple out into other areas of your life. Mm. Any anger, grief, or anger. I'm sure you may have heard this expression: anger's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die.
Right?
And because it's really toxic, and it really doesn't bring us happiness. So, whenever I'm working with clients, I always say, for selfish reasons, you want to let this go because it's really impacting your life.
Mm.
Then I'm sure sometimes you get clients that would say something like, no, it's perfectly fine. I have totally handled this. Would that be something that you would want to measure, perhaps, where
exactly.
they really are?
Exactly. And what I love is there's a technique called reversals. And when somebody really doesn't want to let something go, because there's a part of us that does want to let it go, and there's another part that wants to hold on to it, and we want to be right about it. And this person ruined my life, and I want to punish them at our own expense of our happiness.
Right.
And I love using EFT doing the reversals, which is saying, even though I do not want to let this go, and I refuse to let it go, and really allowing that part of ourselves to be expressed, because yes, there's a part of us that doesn't want to change, and it's our identity. If we've been carrying this around for years, it's quite scary to think, who will I be without this anger or this guilt or this grief? Who will I be? And the thought of being happy.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was interesting that there was one time where there's always things in life that we don't really want to do, but we have to do as responsible adults, like pay taxes or bills or, some conversation with someone we just don't want to have or something. So I had one of these situations, and I went to my EFT practitioner, and it was at the end of the session, so we didn't have time to do it. But she said, on the way home, just think about, act like a 7-year-old and think of all the whiny reasons that you don't want to do it and you're not going to do it. And I have to say, it was really therapeutic after like 10 minutes of going, I don't want to do this. I just don't think, see why I have to do it. Da, 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 da. It really, really helped.
It's fantastic. Yeah, I do it. Sometimes I don't want to go to yoga and I just do a few rounds. I don't want to go to yoga. I refuse to. And then I go, okay, I'll go to yoga.
It's so interesting how important it is for us to be heard.
Yes.
For us to hear ourselves.
Yes, it
is. And just the repression of being able to express ourselves is really painful. Even me, just sitting here thinking about just flashing to my childhood, and it's not so much that I'm coming up with, traumatic events per se that are bubbling to my surface, but I can definitely imagine times where I didn't get to say what I wanted to say.
Exactly.
You know, Exactly. And maybe it was just because I was a kid or people would, you know, whatever it was, it's really frustrating.
Yes.
Very frustrating to not be able to be heard.
Yes. And one of the things I love about EFT is you can go, you know, even though I didn't get to say what I wanted to say, I accept myself anyway. And there's something so powerful about loving and accepting yourself no matter what. Even though I have this anger, even though I have this guilt, even though I'm really stressed or I'm worried or I didn't get my needs met, I love and accept myself anyway. And the body hears that and it just goes, it relaxes. Because a lot of the time when we have negative emotions, we're saying, I shouldn't feel like this. And we're trying to resist it and push it away.
Right.
And with EFT, you go, even though I'm really stressed, I love and accept myself anyway. And it's like, it's lovely.
So just allowing and being seems to be a really big component of this process. And you were just talking just now about you're making a statement. So that's a piece of this this work, right? One of it is, you mentioned earlier, the tapping pieces. And then in a little bit we'll mention that folks can go to your website and get a diagram to see where these tapping points are on the body. And then there's also statements that one makes to themselves. And what's kind of the framework of that a little bit?
Yes. I mean, there's a basic recipe. If you see a practitioner, it's a little bit, it gets a little bit more complex, but a basic recipe is you start on the karate chop point. In fact, I don't really, people may want to go to the website and look at the diagram now, and if I kind of explained a little bit about it.
Yeah, I just pulled it up. It looks like if you go to the mind button, then there is another bar that's, oh boy, I just went past it. It's called, you might know what the actual link. Download the EFT energy point diagram.
Exactly.
All right.
This is at katewinch.com.
Yes. Yes. And so you go to katewinch.com, you click on the mind button, and then you go to the EFT energy point diagram. Okay. So for people that are now here, you can see all the different energy points starting with the eyebrows here.
Yeah, and I'll just spell my website just so you know. It's katewinch.com.
Great. So there's sort of a basic formula you said there. So why don't you describe a little?
Yes. So what we do first is there's a setup statement and a setup point, and it's the karate chop point. I usually tap on my left hand, and it's as though you're breaking a piece of wood. You tap on that fleshy part of the skin. Mm-hmm. And the setup statement is said three times. For example, even though I'm really worried about that situation, I love and accept myself anyway. And you say that three times. And then you'll go to the eyebrow point, the beginning of the eyebrow, and you'll tap there. In fact, most people, it's great to use two hands and tap on both of the eyebrows. And then you tap on the side of the eyes, and then underneath the eyes, underneath the nose. And you're going to tap, you know, 5-6 times on the chin, on the collarbone points. And again, if you have the diagram, you can see the points. And then underneath the arms. And then underneath the kind of the rib cage point. Mm-hmm. And this is a good point for anger. And then the two wrists together. Mm-hmm. And that's a great point for grief. And then the top of the head, there's a lot of great points on top of the head, just to finish off that series.
So even though when they look at the diagram, the top of the head is technically looks like the first point, it's actually the last point to finish off the...
Yes, you may find some practitioners, a few people will start with the top of the head, but most people these days start with the eyebrows. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And for other people that might have seen this before or looked online, there is also a whole myriad of different subtle differences people have in their tapping points, correct?
Oh, yes, it's amazing. People will take it and make it their own. And there's a lot of YouTube things you can go and check out and see it done on a video, which is kind of cool to see.
Right, right. And so you can do the technique or look at the videos and you can kind of do whatever. You can follow the energy points that are on your website here. You don't have to follow, you don't have to necessarily worry about all the other variations. Any of the variations seem to work,
exactly.
More or less, right?
And a lot of people worry about doing it right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I always say to clients, just do it. Just tap. And, you know, even if you don't say any words, you're giving yourself acupuncture. You know, you're clearing your energy. And
I noticed that there's one particular point that's my favorite point that I end up spending. I just find that I'll just be walking through my day and I start tapping on this point. And then I found that it relates to one of my particular areas of sort of my dominant emotion that comes up more over and over, kind of is relieved by this particular point.
The color point.
Yep,
the
color point's my sort of. And I noticed that sometimes I'll just randomly be doing that now after all this time.
Great.
So it's pretty interesting.
So for those who can't see right now because you're listening to the radio, Julie is tapping a point just above or just below her collarbone.
Yeah, on each side.
On each side. And so if you're not able to see the graphic right now, there's a lot of tapping going on here in the studio. But I want to ask you a little bit more about that statement, that phrase that begins with "even though."
Yes.
Yeah. Even though I am such and such,
so having
it's like
this emotion,
you're starting off with this acknowledgement of a current state, right? One is currently holding
acknowledging
something.
Acknowledging what is so, rather than trying to put a Band-Aid on it and go, "I'm fine." You're really allowing yourself to speak the truth. This is how I feel, and I love and accept myself anyway.
Now, you know, a lot of times when I think of EFT, I think of emotion. So even though I'm having this anger, grief, whatever it is, but can you also say even though I'm having this pain or even, you know, anything like that?
Yes, it's really good for health issues and for pain. Mm. A lot of the time with pain issues, we'll go back to when that began. Mm. You know, what was going on in your life when you started getting that back pain or whatever issue, and you can tap on symptoms. It is really good to look and see what do you think this back pain is trying to tell you. A lot of the time it can be suppressed anger or guilt or fear, and to what we do is we clear the emotional piece of the pain too.
Got it.
Yeah.
So you have the setup.
Yes.
And then you, when you're tapping on the points, are you doing or saying anything?
Yes. If you like, I can lead you through a sequence.
That would be great.
Would you like that?
Sure.
Yeah.
We'll give people an idea. If you're driving in your car, either be careful, do it one-handed, or just do it in your mind. Actually, you can do it in your mind, right?
Okay. Yes, exactly. All right. So if you're in the middle of, somewhere public and you don't want to be tapping away, you can do it in your mind.
But not while driving.
All right.
So, what we'll do stress and anxiety because, you know, a lot of times people are running around trying to get everything done in their day. Mm. And so we'll just do a general one.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do is we're going to start tapping on the karate chop point. And we'll address the part of us, once again, that doesn't want to release the stress and anxiety because there's part of us that's, of course, I want to let this go. And another part, no, I don't, for whatever reason. So we're going to go, and if you like, you can repeat after me.
All
so
right.
Even though I have this tremendous stress and anxiety.
I have this tremendous stress and anxiety.
That I don't want to let go of.
That I don't want to let go of.
For whatever reason. Maybe it doesn't seem possible. I've been stressed for so long. I love and accept myself anyway. Even though I refuse to let go of this stress and anxiety. For whatever reason. I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself anyway. Even though I don't want to let go of this stress and anxiety. For whatever reason. Maybe it doesn't feel safe. Maybe it's part of my identity. I don't know who I'd be without this stress. And that's kind of scary. But I love and accept myself anyway. And I choose to release this tremendous stress and anxiety. And empower the part of me that feels surprisingly calm and peaceful. And then we're going for the karate chop point up to the eyebrows. So you're going to tap on the inside of the eyebrows. And we're going to go, this tremendous stress and anxiety. Side of the eyes, this stress and anxiety. Underneath the eyes, I'm so worried about everything right now. And then to the nose, this stress and anxiety. Chin, this stress and anxiety. Collarbone, this stress and anxiety. Underneath the arms, I'm worried about what's going to happen. And then the rib cage, I feel so overwhelmed right now. The wrists together, there's so much to do. Top of the head. I don't know how I'm going to get it all done. Eyebrows. What if I could let this stress go? Side of the eyes. What if I could feel a little calmer? Underneath the eyes. Releasing the stress.
Releasing the stress.
No, it's releasing this anxiety.
Releasing this anxiety.
Shin, I don't need it.
I don't need it.
Collarbone, I don't want it.
I don't want it.
Underneath the arms, I choose to let this stress and anxiety go completely.
I choose to let the stress and anxiety go completely.
Ribcage, I choose to feel surprisingly calm and peaceful.
I choose to feel surprisingly calm and peaceful.
Wrists, I choose to feel surprisingly calm and peaceful.
I choose to feel surprisingly calm and peaceful.
Top of the head, I love knowing everything's working out for me.
I love knowing everything's working out for me.
And I choose to expect the best.
And I choose to expect the best.
All is well.
All right.
Yeah, and then you just close your eyes and take a deep breath. And we didn't take a number there on stress and anxiety, but what usually happens is it's, you know, somebody's at a 9 or a 10 and then they check in on the number and it comes down. And sometimes it will come right down quickly and other times we'll do more rounds.
I find it's so amazing. Like, even though I wasn't necessarily feeling particularly stressed in this moment, I feel more calm.
Yes, it's great. It
definitely changes your state.
It does. It's so interesting.
There's so much value in that when our state is constantly being, you know, affected by what's going on in our world around us.
And we're probably
all the time.
And we're probably all maybe used to just being in that particular state all the time. We don't even realize that we're whatever, vibrating or functioning at that kind of level of stress. In some cases, probably all the time or frequently. And so it almost seems normal to us. So
yeah, exactly. And that's why I love you can, you know, if you're having a stressful day, you can just do a few rounds and it just brings you
So along with the fact that you said there's no way to really sort of mess it up, it also seems the tapping part, it also seems that there were a variety of ways that you could, you know, I've seen some things online where they just tap the emotion. So this stress and anxiety, this stress and anxiety, this stress. Whereas what you did, you brought in other pieces too. So if someone is thinking of something, they can also ad lib. They can talk about the emotion they want to release. They can talk about either how they don't want to release it or how they do want to release it or how it's not working for them and how they're ready to let it go. All of those kinds of things.
It's really fun to... you know, have a vent on the points and, you know, I want to let this go. No, I don't. I want to hold on to this. And, you know, they really hurt me. And just to really say everything you want to say. The basic EFT is, you just stick to one word and do a round on that one word.
But if other things come up intuitively, you can just, and you can tap on either the positive thing, like I feel peaceful and calm, or you can tap on the quote negative or the thing you're trying to release, right? I feel stress and anxiety part.
Yes. I mean, ideally you want to tap on the negative first and have a good vent until you feel it comes down. And then what if I could let this go? What if I could feel a little calmer? What if I could feel a little more relief?
So you're starting sort of where you are, which is in, you know, so that's one of the things sometimes they talk about in, you know, the secret in these, you know, manifestation type things where you're, you know, the idea is to vibrate at a more positive frequency and spend more time in the positive emotions. But if you're sitting here focused in fear and anger or stress, it's almost impossible to go from that and somehow pretend that everything's great and we're feeling happy and wonderful.
Exactly.
So this is sort of a bridge to that. You can start out with, I'm feeling this negative way and I'm moving towards feeling this positive way.
Well, that seems so paramount here, is the acknowledgement of where we are now in an unbiased way, that even though I'm experiencing this component, right, is that we can't move forward until right now becomes okay. And so often we get caught in this cycle of judging that right now is not okay, that we until we get past that, that we can't even deal with the core issue. You mentioned earlier back pain.
Yeah.
And I imagine that that type of a situation is something where it's like I could be feeling back pain.
Yes.
But then I'm really, really angry that I'm feeling it.
Yes.
Right? And that – so it's like I'm mad at myself because it's happening.
Yes.
And that's another notion aside from the fact that the pain is there.
Yes, and that creates more tension.
So I'm judging myself just because it exists.
Yes.
And until I deal with that, I can't even get to like dealing with the pain.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Because just the pain is bothering me, the fact that I have it.
Exactly.
Right. So there's all these. So until I at least just acknowledge that, okay, yeah, I have it, and I accept the fact that I've got it.
Yes.
Can I even begin to address the matter at hand. I hope that I'm explaining that well, because we get caught in this cycle of just judging that, you know, oh,
yes,
I'm stuck somewhere.
It's
not okay.
Feel
it's not
way.
Okay. I shouldn't, right. I should, this mm-hmm. shouldn't be. This shouldn't be. This shouldn't
or
be.
I don't want it to be this way.
Exactly. Right, There's so much suffering and around that. And, you know, for example, the back pain quite often, say a car accident was the beginning of the back pain. What we'll do is we'll go and clear all the anger at the car accident. Mm. You know, that person that hit me and it's all their fault and they ruined my lives. And we'll tap on all the emotion about, you know, where the back pain came from originally. Mm. Yes. But we suffer so much and we often are feeling we shouldn't feel this way. And EFT is just great for accepting where you're at.
Right.
And then giving you the power to change it. Because, as you said, the law of attraction and the secret is focus on what you want. But if you have any of these negative emotions, it's very hard to manifest what you want when you're angry or guilty or worried or stressed. And EFT works really well with the law of attraction because it helps you clear those blocks to creating what you want.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely. Well, you are listening to KPOO San Francisco, and we are talking with Kate Winch right now, and you can find out more about her and EFT at katewinch.com, KateWinch. We are going to take a short musical break and be right back and talk more about EFT and how you can apply it to your own life.
When your back is against the wall, there seems no hope at all. Believe in yourself and the Most High Jah, be sure to hear your call.
When your back is against the wall, and haters want to see you fall, believe in yourself and the Most High Jah, who governs and rules over all.
Don't let the things that they say and do, weaken your heart and conquer you. You deserve your fair share of the loot, but first you got to pay your dues. Remember that your destiny is what you got to learn to be, so don't indulge in fantasy, face reality. Persistent can't be positive, cause what you get is what you give. Natural is the way for you to live. Wow.
When your back is against the wall, and angels wanna see you fall, pre-wickedness. Me only come here so fi help the blind and the sick. The less fortunate who no get picked. Wagwan pancha hurt wish he would have forward quick.
When your back is against the wall, it seems no hope at all. Believe in yourself and the Most High Jah, be sure to hear your call.
When your back is against the wall, and angels wanna see you fall. Believe in yourself and the Most High Jah, who governs and rules over all. Never know who I need them. And everything is just you forbid them. Jah people, you can't mislead them. Word of inspiration and freedom.
When your back is against the wall, it seems no hope at all.
Shame.
It's a shame.
Shame.
To see so many gone down the drain.
You are listening to KPOO San Francisco. We are back. This is Julie and Martin Matthews with Healthful Living on Reality Sandwich Radio, and we are speaking with Kate Winch, and we're talking about EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique.
Why is it called Emotional Freedom Technique?
Emotional Freedom Techniques. It's got a little S on the end, actually. And it's really... basically, because it frees you from your emotions. Emotions can be so powerful. Mm. As I said before, you know, anger, guilt, worry, stress, it can really grip you. Mm. And you sometimes feel like you are powerless and you don't know how to move forward. And so the name Emotional Freedom Techniques is wonderful because it kind of sums it up. It gives you freedom from your emotions.
Which many of us could use.
Yes, sometimes you just can't get out of that funk.
Yes.
And this is a tool that you can do on yourself.
Well, let's talk about it. Sometimes when we're stuck in a funk, we don't want to get out of our funk. I mean, obviously on one level we might, but on the other level it's like, you know, maybe we don't for some reason.
Exactly. Yeah, sometimes I don't want to tap because I want to feel the way I want to feel because I know it will work.
Right.
And I'm committed to suffering.
Right. So what do people do in that situation when they're feeling like that? Any thoughts on...
Again, the reversal technique. I don't want to tap. I refuse to tap. You can't make me. And just really, you know, really honor where you're at in that very moment. Mm. I don't want to feel better.
So let's go into maybe some applications for this. What are some of the primary kind of strategies or reasons that people employ EFT?
Well, there's actually a movie coming out soon called Try It On Everything, which is about EFT, which is going to be exciting. And you really can try it on anything. But a lot of the things that are really common are obviously for health issues, for emotional issues, for things you've been carrying around for years, perfectionism, difficulty in saying no, procrastination. Addictions. You've really anything that's going on. I mean, I've used it for fear of public speaking. You can tap on that and wanting to get a certain result and really wanting that, but also being afraid of getting that.
Oh, yes.
So you just address, you know, your fear of succeeding and your fear of failing.
And I'm thinking security is probably a big... issue for people too, feeling safe or feeling like the maybe, I guess for some, feeling like the world is a safe place because sometimes it doesn't seem like so, or maybe security around, you know, the uncertainty that we live in this world.
Absolutely. And especially sometimes from, you know, people who've had traumatic childhoods, safety can be huge. And so they grow up and they never feel completely safe. So I love working with people around safety and clearing all the blocks of I don't feel safe subconsciously. You know, some people may be, of course I feel safe, but there's this underlying what's going to happen next and that fear and anxiety. So to work on safety and getting to a place where you can say I feel safe and relaxed is huge.
So give us some examples of some clients that you've had and some applications for EFT.
Yes. Well, some of the clients I've had, one woman came in and something had happened about 15 years ago that she just hadn't gotten over. It was a very traumatic incident, and she had a lot of grief. When she spoke about it, she was in tears, and what we did was clear that trauma. And so by the end of the session, she could just talk about it with pretty neutral.
Wow.
Yeah.
People go to therapy for decades sometimes to work on those kinds of things.
I know. I really love this because it can produce really there are one-minute wonders where things can collapse very, very quickly, and other times it takes ongoing tapping.
Would it be painful at all to do a session? I mean, we're talking about clearing stuff that sounds like the origin of it. There was pain associated, emotional pain.
Yes.
And then Julius mentioned this therapy thing, and I thought of that, and I go, well, that often can be painful to go through that. But
it's a great question. There's you know, sometimes people will talk about an incident, and it's just they start crying, and, you know, they're there, and so we clear it. There's a wonderful technique called the tearless trauma technique. So we can actually give, if somebody's had a really painful incident that they really don't want to go back and relive all over again, we can give that incident a name and tap on that tap on the name, which is wonderful because sometimes people have been through such painful things, they really don't want to go and relive the whole thing over and over again. The tearless trauma technique is wonderful for that. There's the movie technique, which is where you do go into the incident and clear, you know, each segment of the trauma, you know, that's a charge.
So you don't necessarily have to be, when you think of this technique, you don't have to, you know, dig deep into years of the details and understand all the different pieces in order to work on letting it go.
No, which is great. And also there's a technique created by Lindsay Kenny, which is called bundling baggage, where you can bundle, again, childhood incidences. A lot of time there's 100 things that have happened and you can bundle them all together. And like I said, sometimes people will be talking about something and it does bring up some tears and sadness. The loss of a loved one or a pet. Mm-hmm. I had this one woman, she hadn't gotten over the loss of her horse when she was 16 and she was 40 something, and you know, it was so great to clear that. I just love clearing things where people have been suffering for years.
So the suffering, the emotional charge around the loss is still somehow congested in her body.
Yes.
Congested energetically, and for some people that may be a bit amorphous. What does that mean, energetically blocked? But I don't know how to exactly explain what that is. But that by, in the present session, right, speaking about it in certain affirmative kind of a ways, and the tapping on these energetic meridian points, similar to acupuncture points,
yes,
there becomes a release,
yes,
of that stored charge somehow that is somehow actually released out of the body.
Yes.
Yeah. How does that happen? I mean, it sounds phenomenal. I just like. And I get that it happens. I guess I'm just trying to get a little more clarity, kind of people listening going, you know, this tapping thing.
Well, I don't necessarily know how it happens, or Kate might know that. But, you know, my experience has been that, yeah, there's times in EFT, and I do EFT with a practitioner, you know, every 2 weeks or so, just because I can do the little daily stuff by myself. But if there's, you know, bigger sort of things I want to work on more of a therapeutic type of a way, it's really good to have somebody that's a objective third person that's not attached to it, that can help kind of create some messages and figure out which direction to take something. And I found that even if I'm, you know, crying in the middle of a session, it's not painful. It's like, it almost feels like an automatic release of the feelings. It's not like a gripping, painful, you know, agony sort of crying. It's more of just like, it just sort of spontaneously is releasing all of the stuff. And by the end of the session, I've never had a session where I wasn't to a place of release and relief and feeling calmer about it, so that when I'm done, I always feel, you know, 10 times better than when I went in, and all of that emotion that was stirred up in the middle of the session is, you know, dissolved by the end.
Yes, exactly. You know, because you can do EFT on your own, it is great to go and see a practitioner, because otherwise you're trying to be the doctor and the patient all at the same time, and that can, you know, like you said, it's great to have somebody who can have a different perspective.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I do, you know, instead of the traditional talk therapy, it is great because you're really moving and clearing the energy.
Mm. Any other examples that you want to provide, or any other applications or something that might be helpful for someone listening?
Yes. Well, it is great for abundance. One of my favorite things about clearing blocks to success, for peace of mind, for, you know, health issues. I had this one client who, in her early 20s, she decided to pursue acting and singing, and her teacher just told her that she'll never make it. And she believed it, and she gave up her dream. And now she's in her 30s. She saw this through the tapping. She'd actually forgotten what had happened, and it was very subconscious. And now she's pursuing her dream, and she totally has what it takes to succeed. And now we're clearing all the fears and the blocks around her actually being successful.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because on one level, I'm sure most of us want to be successful, but most of us probably also have a little piece of us that don't want to be successful or are afraid of being successful.
There's a fear of success, a fear of failure, and it's interesting to see there's part of us that's like, of course I want that, and then there'll be a fear of shining, a fear of making a mistake, the perfectionism thing. A lot of the time people won't try things because it has to be perfect. I have to do it right. So they don't try at all.
So this can work on just emotions that come up any moment to moment, like your boss yells at you, or you're stuck in traffic and someone cut you off and you're really upset about that,
yes,
or boiling because you're sitting in the car for 2 hours in traffic or something. So you can do this with anything that comes up in the moment.
Yes, absolutely.
Or you can do it on some past either event or just set of events over time that have sort of stored up these feelings or emotions.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And it's interesting with addictions like smoking or drinking or drugs or whatever, a lot of the time people are self-medicating. I had a client come in who was stopping smoking, and as we tapped, he really got to see he was suppressing grief about the loss of his father. So it's, you know, people self-medicate for all sorts of reasons.
Yes. We often think of addictions as, I don't know, some sort of a personality thing, or and I don't know, I'm not a psychologist, so there's probably elements of that. But people never really think about why someone might, I have a grandmother like this. She's in her 90s, and every time I talk to her, she's like, oh, I'm so chubby and I do nothing but eat. And it's like, here she is in her 90s and she's still worried about being chubby. But interestingly, she never really looked behind what it is that why she eats, you know, what the comfort. And I can kind of see as a third party that there's probably been things, especially when she grew up at that time in the world, that you really couldn't express your needs. So there's a lot of people that use more, quote, socially acceptable things like food to self-medicate. And then others that use, whether it's caffeine or nicotine or drinking or whatever those things are.
Yes.
It's often because of some emotion underlying all of it that is just kind of sort of eating away at them that they don't even necessarily realize that's happening, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they never really stop long enough to... It's like as soon as that feeling comes up, there's something they're doing to medicate. So they never really feel and realize there's something underlying all of that.
Exactly. That self-medicating actually works. It takes away the anxiety or the stress that's coming up. But, the person never actually gets to feel, you know, what is this all about?
Right.
And with EFT, it's actually wonderful for cravings, for sugar cravings, chocolate cravings, cigarettes, alcohol, whatever it is. And that's another wonderful tool that you can, that you can use to clear cravings.
Great.
Just seems like there's so many different applications
here
of this technique. That is something that people can do either in conjunction with a practitioner and getting some guidance there. But it's also something that's got such variety that you can go to your website, you can go online, you can get some techniques, you can begin to just... it doesn't have to be perfect, but it's the framework of it that, and just engaging in it, that can be so beneficial.
Yes.
Right? Even if you're just, you don't have to get all the points exactly correctly, and you can just start tapping and saying something and just putting yourself in that framework of moving in a positive direction can be so helpful. And that's what I like about that there's such variability with this, and there's something about it. There's something going on here. Because the popularity of EFT has certainly increased dramatically in the past 10 years and acceleratedly so in the past several years. The internet's really been helping with that.
Yes.
And, of course, the pervasiveness of its application has expanded. People are using it, like you say, this documentary coming out, try it on anything.
Yes.
Right? And people are getting results around the planet. It's just really fascinating.
Yes. I was actually luckily enough to be involved in if you go to the Emo Free website, which is the main EFT website, you can actually download a free manual which teaches you how to do EFT and the basic recipe. But I was involved in a little documentary. There's a 7-minute introduction on the Emo Free website, and it was by the director of The Secret with Gary Craig. And Yeah, it's really becoming more and more popular. Doctors and nurses are using it, and it's really taking the world by storm. It's very exciting. I mean, it's been around for 10, 15 years, but I think this is time where it's really coming out to the public, and Gary Craig would love it to be a household name.
Yeah.
Well, think about how the world would be impacted by whether it's a little less stress or a little less whatever.
Yeah.
Everybody can use a little bit of help now and then, and it's such an easy thing to do.
Yes, it really is.
So just in our last 2 minutes or so, we touched a little bit about, I was mentioning autism at the beginning, and,
yes.
and so let's just talk about, you can not only do it on yourself, but you can do it for someone else, or you can do it for a child or for a pet or something.
Yes.
So any thoughts or ideas of, the types of things someone might use this for? Let's say they have if you have a good example, but like a child with ADHD or a child that's lost a parent, or like our situation, our little dog that has arthritis.
Yeah.
So tell maybe a couple little examples like that, or ideas like that people might want to do.
Yeah, it's a wonderful tool for children because it's fun. You do this little tapping thing, and you can take them through this sequence. Any of those, any children with anger, focus. You can use it on anything. You can also do surrogate tapping, which is where you tap for another person or a pet, and you can really change their energy that way too. There's actually a thing called a tappy bear, which is great for kids, where they can tap on the bear and express their emotions.
Oh, that's fun.
So, yeah.
So children can do it themselves. You can teach them how to do it. You can do it with them.
Yes.
And they can.
Wonderful.
And you can also do it for them. So in other words, you would be, tapping on yourself? And how do you do that? Do you think about the other person? If you're going to do a surrogate tapping, how do you do that?
Yeah, you usually get their permission and find out if somebody's got a health issue, or they're across the country and they're dealing with some grief, and you actually take on how they're feeling and tap on, whether that's it's grief or the health issue or whatever. Yeah.
Do you make a statement out loud as well?
Yes.
And do you do it in like first person or second person? Or?
You do it in the I statement. Yeah,
Like you're doing it for them.
Yes. As though you were them.
Right.
Yes.
Great.
Well, I certainly encourage people to go out and learn more about this. I mean, it's Emotional Freedom Technique, also called EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques.
Yes, it's got that S on the
plural,
end.
Plural, EFT, and it's also free. I mean, Gary is giving away the main principle of this at his website, which is emo-free?
Just emo-free. Emofree.com. Yes, and if you're in the Bay Area, there's actually Lindsay Kenny and Zoe Walton do workshops if you want to learn more about EFT, and that's EFTworkshops.org. And I have some teleclasses and workshops coming up too. If you're interested, you can just email me.
And you said that brings up a good point. You can do this in person, or you can do it with a practitioner over the phone as well.
Yes, yeah, I have clients all over the country, and it's wonderful because you can actually sit in your pajamas at home and have an EFT session.
Outstanding.
Yes. So why don't you give your website one more time so that people know how to get a hold of you?
Yes, it's www.katewinch.com. KateWinch.
All right. Well, Kate, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much. I've just been delighted to be here.
Well, you are listening to KPOO San Francisco, and I'm Julie Matthews, a certified nutrition consultant, and I am thrilled to have more and more people know about this wonderful technique. So if you're just tuning in and you have a family member or yourself and you'd like to try out that exercise that we had done, you'll be able to download this on our website, which is healthfulliving.org, and go ahead and try that out yourself and let us know how it goes.
This show and all past shows of Reality Sandwich are available, as Julie said, for free download. You can go directly, if you wish, to realitysandwichradio.com. And today we've all been working together to help further the emotional maturity of the planet. And this is a technique that anybody can try, and we encourage you to go out and learn more about the Emotional Freedom Technique, remembering that all change begins with you. Thanks for listening.